Jose, coming off a strong game personally and as a team on Friday against the Boston Celtics, what do you guys take into this game? Maybe some of the stuff you can take away from Friday and say, you know, here's what we need to do. Intensity, what would it be against the Lakers?
Yeah, a little bit that, I think. I think we just got to, you know, jump from the beginning. Same thing. It's an early game as well. It's not like this year we used to, like other years, but I'm saying it's in this kind of game. We just got to go out there and from the beginning just try to jam on them because, you know, it's like we did against Boston. And hopefully we can, you know, keep that effort, keep that concentration during the 48 minutes.
Has that been one of the more frustrating things this year for the team overall, is that you guys have had those highs, but then there are a lot of those lows where is that a product of a young team? What is that?
I think a little bit everything. I think for sure it's the young team, for sure we make some mistakes. Like I've been saying too, like we have a new coach. We want to put a lot of new things in there, like a whole new philosophy. And we didn't really have a lot of time to practice. Even when we have time, you cannot go like for 2 hours and go hard because we had another game or whatever. So it's a little bit everything. I think it's too many little details, you know, but the good thing about it, like we show we can do it, so we're improving, we're getting better in a lot of aspects of the game, and now we got to try to do it more consciously, like almost every day.
Is there something to be said as well for, as much as you want to practice to be able to work on things as a player, most guys just want to play though, right? Is the game the ultimate best time to practice, quote unquote, to work on your stuff, as much as it might be difficult to handle some of the losses, to actually get a game time situation?
Well, for sure, when you got a game, you forget about what happened the game before. That's for sure. You're just playing. But at the same time, you really need to practice as a team and learn what the mistakes are on the court. Sometimes you just cannot watch film. You need to be on there and just help each other and talk to each other and say, look, this is what we don't do in the way how we're supposed to, and we got to get better at this. So you really need the practice, even if you like to play, for sure. But after, in games, not everybody play. So it's like in practice, and you know, so it's not everybody. So you cannot just, some guys can work in the game, but the other guys who don't play, we need practice for everybody, you know, and to get better. And I think that's why practice is really important.
I hesitate to ask this because I don't want to be the jinx. I'm knocking on wood right now. You've stayed healthy this year, and over the last couple of years, some nagging injuries here and there. In a compressed season like this, with so many games and the travel and everything else, and bodies are dropping all over the league, have you done anything different, or
no,
is there a different approach in terms of why you've been able to?
I feel good. Even last year, I feel good too. It was like a tough situation for everybody. That's why I think everybody was kind of like, you know, we were losing a lot of games. It wasn't maybe the right dynamics or whatever. Like, it was kind of weird. So, but no, last year was good too. Being a couple of years pretty good, and hopefully, like you say, I can keep it like that. But no, nothing different. Just, you know, work hard, rest. Like always, I think sometimes it happens. It's just everybody kind of like got to go through a year or something with little things. But the good thing about it wasn't important. It wasn't like important things or whatever. So, you know, if something is there, you just try to go to the next page as soon as possible. And yeah, that's it.
How much has Alex helped you, the team, whatever? And you know, because some of the stuff he's doing is different than what we've seen in the past.
It's different. I think it's soon to say, certainly like he said, you need like at least a couple months to get your body used to what we're doing or whatever. So I think he's putting a lot of time in there. Everybody's trying to do their thing with Alex and with Johnny Lee and work hard in that aspect as well, because as soon as you got a little time, you got to just put it the time on the gym and get ready for, like you say, no injuries and nothing. So I think we're doing a good job of everybody with that, and hopefully we can keep it this way.
Last one for you. With the Lakers in town, obviously a lot of conversation surrounds Kobe Bryant. You've played in this league a long time and at a top level in the world, playing with Spain. How many people can you say have what he has? And I'm not necessarily talking about skill, but just the intensity, the focus, the commitment, the attention to detail. He's just got that edge. He carries himself with a certain aura that, like, you see from few athletes, period, let alone basketball players.
I think he's the good thing about him, like every year passed and he is still being, you know, he want to keep winning. He want to keep doing better than the year before. And some guys, they just maybe tired of do that, you know, and I think that's different. I think he's every year he's trying to keep his everything, you know, get better every year. And that's not easy to do, you know, because like you say, after you've been playing 12 or 13 years, everybody kind of like go down a little. Okay, I did everything I could, and that's it for me. And he's the opposite. He's trying to kind of like beat himself again. So I think that's tough. I think that's got to be a really, you got to be mentally ready to do that every year. And I think that's why he's successful.
It seems like he carries that edge even away from the floor. And that doesn't make him a bad guy. He's a good guy, but he's just got that sort of edge and an aura about him, in a sense.
Yeah, but still, I think that's why he's a great player.